This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute. I'm Liz Hoffman. The East Coast isn't getting any breaks as the nor'easter now threatens the badly damaged area hit from Superstorm Sandy last week. Christian Schoenberg is the pastor at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. While his church was fortunate to not have any damages, so many of his congregation members weren't so lucky.
The not-so-good news is that we have three families whose homes sustained water damage to the point where they can no longer live in the homes. They must be, they must seek shelter, if you will, for 2-3 months elsewhere while their homes are basically gutted and renovated.
Others didn't lose their entire homes, but a majority of the contents.
And so we have about 10 or 12 homes where there was minor flooding, minor damage to the garage, to the den, to the sunroom, to the basement, to the crawl space. But that involved appliances, you know, buying new washers and dryers, hot water heaters, furnaces, furniture, obviously. There's a lot of people near bodies of water here where a lot of stuff from their house is on the curb.
Pastor Schoenberg says people, for the most part, continue to be strong.
They're sort of in nose to the grindstone sort of kind of zone. We got to do this, we got to do this, we got to do this, you know, and they're just simply kind of just doing what they got to do.
The lives of millions of people will never be the same after the destruction of Superstorm Sandy. Meet Sue Mazelma.
My whole laundry room was full of water. It was coming up through the foundation. Then we called everybody from upstairs, and they all, you know, carried up what we could, you know, the sofa, you know, the lawnmower from the garage, you know, television, anything that we could carry went up or got put up on the tables, you know, and on the counter, and the water came up so fast.
Sue is a member of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Amityville, and other than flooding in her home, her family was faced with additional dangers.
We were trying to shut off the circuit breakers for downstairs. We didn't have enough time to find out which ones were the ones for downstairs. And when it got to within an inch of the outlets, I told my kids to pull the main because I didn't want anybody to get electrocuted. So even though we never lost power, I didn't have power because we pulled the breaker, you know, the main breaker.
As if her own home flooding wasn't enough heartache, her neighbors soon were desperate for her assistance.
My neighbor next door came knocking on the door that he smelled smoke in his house. But him and his wife and the dogs come over, and I was like, okay. And by the time we got, you know, we got them over, everybody was obviously soaking wet. The water was, they had to swim across the dip between the houses because it was that deep. Then he's like, oh, look, my lights came back on. I see light next door. And I went to the window, and I was like, no, your house is on fire. So we called the fire department, but they couldn't get to us because the water was so high. It was hot, so we got all garden hoses from the front and the back, up through the kitchen and out the dining room window on the second floor, up to the front door, up to the landing, and we were hosing off our peak trying to keep our house from going on fire. It took the fire department more than an hour before they could get the amphibious vehicle in, and about four firemen walked in with it, trying to knock the fire down. And it was like a blowtorch through the house. I mean, it went so fast because the winds were 90 miles an hour plus.
Despite the devastating experience, Sue has been able to find the good in her community.
Well, the support has been amazing. I mean, people came even the first days. They wanted to help. They said, they called up Starbucks. Starbucks filled up the back of their SUV with boxes of coffee, milk, cookies, sandwiches, milk for the kids and juice for the kids. And, you know, and these people drove around the neighborhood and gave stuff, you know, to people who outside, you know, to work and whoever wants anything. You know, now they're coming around, you know, you want a hot meal. Like yesterday, the fire department came around with styrofoam of you know, hot pasta and meatballs, and it's just amazing.
To help people like Sue and her neighbors, donations can be made through the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod by calling 888-930-4438. This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.